You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan State University sports physician Larry Nassar, accused of sexually preying on athletes for decades, now in jail, facing federal and state charges. His accusers say they tried to bring their complaints to MSU for years. Nassar was only fired last fall. Four Spartan football players charged with criminal sexual conduct just since January. MSU is an institution in crisis. So how should an organization like Michigan State deal with mounting crisis? We welcome Jeff Caponegro of Caponegro Public Relations, and he's author of the book, The Crisis Counselor. Jeff, welcome.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
Great. And we should begin by telling everyone that you were a chairman of the board for Central Michigan University. You've also served 4 years on the Walsh College Board. You get the challenges a university faces.
Yeah, I sure do. Universities have a lot of moving pieces, and they have a lot of stakeholder groups, students and their parents and administration, you know, the faculty, deans, donors, trustees, alumni, the community, political officials, and so on and so forth. There are an awful lot of stakeholders out there, audiences, publics, whatever you'd like to call it, who are interested in the success of the institution and expect to be communicated with in an appropriate way. They have a lot of questions and a lot of concerns. They feel like that they have some ownership in a way. They expect to have answers. So when something like the situation at Michigan State University crops up, you know, they have a lot of questions, and I'm not sure all of them have been answered yet.
That's what I'm wondering. What do you make of the way MSU's handled all this so far?
I see these as sort of two different situations in a way. And when I look at crisis situations, I often will look at them like they're easier to manage if an institution, a company, corporation, nonprofit, whatever it may be, university, hospital, whatever, were they victimized in a way? Or the more difficult crises to handle are those that maybe somebody dropped the ball on something. Maybe this should have been avoided. This could have been prevented if they had their act together, if they knew what they were doing, if they had all the processes and procedures in place that they really should have, if they had anticipated these things. And those are more difficult to handle. And I think you've got a little bit of a mixed bag of both of these in the gymnastics doctor Nassar situation and the three football players. But the fact of the matter is, now you have a pattern. And this is what you want to try to avoid. You want to avoid patterns in crises. Isolated incidents are one thing. I always look at them like a tumor. If you can isolate the tumor and cut it out and extract it from the organization, that's one thing. But if all of a sudden that tumor is spreading, that's when it becomes really lethal. And that's what you try to avoid. So, you know, they've got their hands full. And I think what you're seeing is them trying to communicate that they're looking into the situation with the Jones Day investigation and so on. And they are communicating their compassion for the victims. You know, this does not represent who they are. I think all of that is good. The questions that I think are still out there, what could have been done to avoid this from happening so that we can learn from it? And what are we doing to ensure that this won't happen again? And, you know, you haven't heard a lot of that. Maybe, number one, they don't know. And maybe, number two, sort of the jury's still out in what exactly they should do. But if I were at the board chair or if I were at Michigan State University, I'd be asking the question of what are the best practices in this area? What are some of the best universities in the country or the world doing in some of these areas to prevent these things from occurring?
Let's take a listen. President Luana K. Simon hasn't really given any interviews about the Larry Nassar investigation or the incidents involving the football players. She did release a video May 10th. Here's a quick clip.
This is a difficult time, and it's been troubling for many, particularly for Spartans, as they see media stories about investigations related to sexual assault at MSU. The seriousness of the charges requires the most deliberate investigations possible.
Jeff, what about this strategy of President Simon's releasing a video and staying away from interviews?
I don't like that strategy. I know that part of that may be, obviously, the attorneys may be talking to her about that and counseling her to have a more controlled message. It may be her own comfort level or discomfort level in putting herself out front on it. I'm always a big believer because I've trained thousands of clients over the years on preparing for interviews and preparing for that. I'm a big believer in thinking about the questions that people have in mind. You can come up with a response to almost anything. And, you know, obviously if you've got to make sure that it doesn't cross over certain lines and you want to make sure that they're all factually correct. But I'm a big believer that you can train just about anyone, including a college president, a university president like President Simon, to be out there because it's so important to show that this issue is so very critically important to us that I'm getting out front on it and I am willing to talk about it. And no, we don't have all the answers, but you can be assured that, you know, this is of the highest priority for us.
What about the strategy of this message? It sounds like it's been difficult because of the media investigations.
And, you know, I've done hundreds and hundreds of crisis situations over my 35-plus year career. Almost every one of them have some sort of a legal aspect to them, potential litigation or real existing litigation. Attorneys are involved. That oftentimes will turn into a very carefully cloaked message. Let's not say anything that could come back to bite us at some point. So there's a little bit of that. I do find it interesting that President Simon has sort of tried to make this in a sort of isolated sports issue. And I sort of question that. She is the steward of the brand, if you will. Part of the responsibility of the president is to protect the brand. The Michigan State brand is being tarnished through these crises. Part of her job is to sort of reinforce some of those same key points, and in a way that makes it look like she's very open and transparent and accessible and not running from anything, not afraid to address anything, because people are watching. Okay, what is Athletic Director Hollis saying about this? What's football coach D'Antonio saying?
Well, and to that point, let's take a quick listen because we've got that too. We're going to start by listening to Mark Hollis, who spoke publicly on Tuesday.
I offer my deepest compassion to the young woman and her family. Sexual assault has no place on our campus, on any college campus. In fact, there is no culture where it's acceptable for one person to abuse another.
And here's Coach D'Antonio speaking of his anger and about kicking these players off the team.
You know, you have to look at certain things at times, I think, and you ask yourself, well, did they break the law? Or, you know, that's to be discovered, at a later time. But you have to ask yourself about the morals involved in this. And from my perspective, the morals were not where they needed to be. This thing that's occurred is very, very difficult. As I said earlier, I didn't even want to talk about football for the last 6 months because of this situation. And we had refrained from doing that because of the seriousness of this.
They're in tough places because they're trying to run athletic programs, yet having to set that aside. How do you think they did in those statements?
Well, I think they did fine for what they were. And again, they may feel like that's all they can say at this point. First of all, obviously, everyone's innocent until proven guilty. The key question to me is, what's the game plan going forward? What will the university be doing to ensure that this sort of thing doesn't happen again, or at least to try to do the best it can to prevent it? Now, obviously, when monitoring student-athletes, you can't monitor them 24 hours a day, and there will be issues. But what are they doing in terms of some of the character issues and other vulnerabilities that may come up? Speaking of vulnerabilities, you know, you mentioned my book. In my book, I had a 7-step process to effectively prepare for and manage a crisis situation. And the first step is identifying vulnerabilities and then to try to prevent the vulnerabilities from happening. So when you look at the vulnerabilities in this case and you say, okay, perhaps they were never identified as potential vulnerabilities in the first place, or if they were, not enough was done about that to try to prevent that from becoming a problem or a crisis at some point. And that's what I think needs to be done. I'd love to hear at some point, these are the 5 steps we're taking to do what we can. These are the best practices that we know are out there, some of which we really should have been doing. You know, we wish that we had. But now in terms of looking at today and into the future, these are the linear steps that we are taking to help ensure that this sort of thing doesn't happen again.
Jeff, and briefly, as we wrap up here, it's hard not to think of other scandals at universities, you know, Penn State, Baylor. How bad do you think MSU's situation is here?
As in all crises, they're all sort of different in a way. It is not to the point where Penn State's was, where things happened with coaching staff on campus that were clearly seen by people and perhaps even by some other coaches. The Dr. Nasser situation has some similarities. Whether or not that story has been completely told yet, who knows? We don't really know how all of this will unfold over time, but Michigan State University has had some serious crisis situations here. Once you're sort of out on the plank, you've used up your isolated crises that have now turned into somewhat of a pattern. And if a pattern continues, that's where it'll be extremely difficult to try to work your way out of. The essence of a brand is, how does it make you feel when you think about Michigan State University, and what does Michigan State University stand for? Those are things that if you're the president or work there or an alum or a student or whoever, you obviously want those to be good, positive feelings and not something like, oh, that's the university that is going through such and such right now.
Jeff Caponegro of Caponegro Public Relations, his book, The Crisis Counselor, on the subject of crisis management. Jeff, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Cynthia.